The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Mindfulness meditation is actually quite simple. We open to experience that's happening in the present moment. With some curiosity about what is happening in the present moment. That sounds like nothing. But this perspective of curiosity about experience as experience. What is it like to be a human being that's breathing? What is this experience of breathing? What is this experience of sitting? This is not our usual perspective on experience. We're often more concerned about what is happening in the world and what it has to say about me. And so the teachings that the Buddha offered on mindfulness practice in the Satipatthana Sutta are actually quite simple. The first instruction in that teaching encourages a gentle, receptive connection to the experience of breathing. The instruction says, when breathing in, know that you're breathing in. When breathing out, know that you're breathing out. It doesn't have to be a detailed looking at all of the sensations that are happening, but just a simple knowing. Breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in. Breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out. This perspective of curiosity, of experience as experience, it's transformative. It's slowly, over time, begins to show us how we're relating to experience, what our ideas and perspectives are about experience, how we complicate experience. And then the encouragement is to recognize those things as other experiences just happening. Thinking is happening. hearing or other body sensations are happening. Emotions, mind states are happening. And again, this is not our usual perspective on experience. We're usually more concerned about trying to organize, navigate, fix, change, hold on to what's happening, rather than, oh, this is what's happening. This is the experience. And so in the sitting this morning, just a simple receiving of what's happening. The Satipatthana Sutta points to this simplicity for all experience. It says, when breathing in, know that one's breathing in. When breathing out, one, know that you're breathing out. When sitting, know that you're sitting. If a pleasant feeling arises, we know a pleasant feeling is arising. If wanting or not wanting is happening, we know those are happening. And so there's an encouragement to receive and be curious. For many of us, where we begin is with the breath or the body. It's receiving, aware, connecting with the breath as a breath. The body as a body. Feelings as feelings. Whatever is easy for you, whatever your attention is kind of naturally gravitating towards, might be the breath or the body. Seeing if there can be a light curiosity. What is this experience of breathing? What is this experience of body? What's available easily to be known? The challenge with meditation isn't often just this simple connection with a breath. Just right now, if I point to just what is it like? Can you know you're breathing in? Can you know you're breathing out? Probably there's a natural, easeful connection. Or can you know the body? Can you know the sensations of sitting, contact points of hands or hips? It's not too challenging to know that, to recognize that. What tends to be more challenging is the continuity, the keeping that light touch of receiving and recognition going. That's often where we get tight in meditation. And so I'd like to offer an analogy around how we might make effort. It's really such a light touch, just enough to be with this, with just this breath, just this half a breath. And then we connect and the light touch to be with the next half a breath, or the next moment of body sensation. If you're riding a scooter, a kick scooter, not one of the motorized ones, ones that you have to put your foot down and tap to get the momentum going, you might want to get momentum going fast and put your foot down and push really hard at the beginning. But that creates a kind of a wobbly ride. And so we know that a light tap, 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 tap will get the momentum going and the balance can be found. And then you can ride for a while until you feel the scooter starting to get wobbly again, and then you know to put down your foot and tap again. Tap, tap, tap. The effort in our practice is kind of like that. Just enough for this moment. Just this half of a breath. And then again, like that light tap, tap. Just a light touch in each moment. And at some point there might be a sense of coasting. Maybe it's a breath or two that's easy to connect with. A sense of riding the wave, riding the momentum for some moments. And then perhaps you feel the attention begin to drift, like the scooter getting wobbly. The attention gets pulled to a sound and we start thinking about a sound. Maybe just again that gentle connection, a light touch. Light touch. Just this moment, receiving. And of course, at some point during this sitting, the mind will likely get caught in something, lose track of this light touch of receiving experience in the present moment. We often say the mind has wandered. What's happened there is simply that mindfulness has fallen away. And equally, what will happen at some point during this sitting after the mind has wandered is that mindfulness will return. Mindfulness will re-arise. That moment also can be quite simple. In that moment, we're often judging ourselves for having lost mindfulness. But in that moment, mindfulness is back already. So we're judging ourselves for something that's not even happening anymore. So appreciating, noticing that, what is it like for mindfulness to come back? And mindfulness in that moment is connecting to some experience, maybe thinking in that moment. And so the encouragement is again to mindfulness having re-arisen, connect with what's here with that light touch. And connecting again with, for you, with whatever is a simple, easy experience to recognize right now. The breath, the body are always happening, always generating experience. So those are easy, often, to receive. And that moment, too, when mindfulness returns, is often a moment when we bring our habit of wanting to hold on tightly, to trying to stay present, to pushing really hard on that scooter. Remembering the light touch, just this half a breath, just this body sensation, just this experience. A light touch, a simple receiving. Breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Breathing out, know that you're breathing out.